sits upon the throne and laughs at my enemies for trying. I know you are here. You who looks into the parts that the lion cannot tread. You took my feet and walked them into the place that the wealth of the lion knows not. The place that the eyes of the visions of the eagles cannot see. But you took me by the spirit and asked me, son of man, can these dry bones rise again? But only you know. I have your Holy Ghost in me, so I know all things. I have the unction from the Holy One, and I know all things. So I say to these dry bones, rise again. Rise again, rise again. That situation in your life will be fixed by him. When you find yourself in the face of the lion and the deep blue sea, call on the name Jesus. That is the power that changes everything. And your situation will have life again. That with that hand will have life again. That life. That man who is dead right now, as he listens to the words in your mouth, he will have life again, and breath will go into his lungs again, because the name of Jesus is the resurrection. The power, the resurrection power is here, and he can hear him speak. Yes, we will rise from the ashes, rise from the darkness of our time. You are a light, a city that is set upon a hill that should not be hid. So if you are hid, it's because you do not know. And the scriptures tell us that a man who is in honor and knoweth not shall perish. If it I pray that your heart will burn with intensity for Jesus. I pray that your spirit will wake up to the demands of the spirit of this particular age, till the knowledge of the Lord fills the whole earth as the waters cover us. Hey, kakwata pana busta halia, ekotomeno bubwa, etubeta skutena, lekubina tuste, elawukom berafone, estuza, rekwapara na bota, rise from the shackles that you have been bound with. Katumpen and dunde dani ketene esuababuaka, and fulfill your glorious destinies, O Zion.